Late last week, in the company of Lisa Scott, the head of the Okanagan and Similkameen Invasive Species Society, talking about zebra and quagga mussels, which at this moment in time are not found in British Columbia freshwater. But the threat to our freshwater is ever-present, and it is there. In Alberta, the government of Alberta is actually testing dogs, sniffer dogs, to check boats and trailers that are coming into the province of Alberta from the United States. Because apparently, just like they can find drugs hidden in boats and vehicles, they can also find zebra and quagga mussels. At this moment in time, it would seem that the province of BC is letting everybody else do the work for us. Doug Findlater is the Okanagan Basin Water Board Chair. We're looking at numbers of maybe as much as $43 million a year if the zebra and quagga mussels would get here. Mr. Findlater, it's a concerning issue that doesn't seem to be getting any kind of government response.
Well, it's getting a response, but I want to explain. People don't always understand what this means, but these mussels, when they get in our waters, are like barnacles. They're tiny, sharp, crusty stuff that gets all over everything. Gets all over your boat, gets all over bridges, gets all over docks, winds up on your beaches as sharp, tiny, pin-like shells when you walk on the beach. They get into water intakes and sewage outfalls, require maintenance. If they grafted onto the W.R. Bennett Bridge, you'd be looking at a maintenance program to scrape them off and reduce the weight on the bridge. So it's important. It will be costly if these take root, and we do recognize that we have caught government's attention. We know that, but in actual fact, nothing concrete has happened. The feds are proposing legislation, and the province are proposing to rely on the federal legislation and drafting plans to do things. There are a few interim measures being taken, but nothing like Alberta, which didn't wait for federal legislation. They just moved forward and set up inspection stations on a number of major routes into Alberta from the east and the south. We have a very extensive network of stations inspection stations in the United States. And they've now got to the point where with, say, the Lake Mead area down south, you're not allowed to leave that area unless you go through a boat decontamination. So others are taking it very seriously. BC is, we appreciate that they have many, many things, many, many important priorities on their plate, but it's coming a bit slowly in BC, and if these things could have already taken root in our lakes for all we know due to the lack of oversight.
Well, given that our lakes and our beaches and summer and sunshine are one of the biggest hooks that we have in driving the British Columbia economy, it just seems to be a false economy to be sitting back and waiting for somebody else to do the work.
Well, from an economic perspective, from tourism, from infrastructure, we all spend all kinds of money, and we're always asking the feds and the province for infrastructure money, and this would require maintenance on infrastructure. We're a little surprised that they're so slow to move. I want to point out those inspection stations in Alberta have identified 8 boats going to either the Calgary or Edmonton areas, coming into Alberta from the east. So it's real. It's potentially a significant problem. Alberta's recognized it would cost them something like $75 million in maintenance. And all it takes is one boat with a few of these in it. Now, they can come in other ways, but the primary way that they will move is in an uncontaminated boat.
All right. Doug Findlater, mayor of West Kelowna, but also the Okanagan Basin Water Board chair for this year. $43 million a year to manage the quagga zebra mussel problem if it would get here. Don't move a mussel is the campaign to raise awareness. Clean, drain, and dry. Another message, but we do need some action on the part of government.